Let's talk about this frightening situation that happened yesterday at BC Women's Hospital. This was reported yesterday by the Vancouver Police Department. They received calls on 911 from the hospital, reports of a woman armed with a knife screaming and threatening staff. At one point, staff barricaded themselves in a room with babies as the woman walked around the ward with a weapon. Okay, let's discuss with Steve Addison, spokesperson at the Vancouver Police Department. Steve, thank you for coming on.
No problem, Mike.
Okay, obviously this is just a horrifying situation to hear about. Can you describe what went down here?
Yeah, so just after 10:30 yesterday, we started getting a number of 911 calls from people inside Women's Hospital reporting that there was a woman who was walking around with a weapon. It was reported to us as being a knife. We were told that she was in close proximity to staff, at least one other pregnant woman, other parents, and had close access to a number of babies. Staff had locked themselves in a nursery with babies, and this is a ward at the hospital where there's 17 adults and infant patients, 20 to 25 staff members, and it was an extremely tense and volatile situation. So we believe that this there was an active and imminent threat to members of the public, to babies, to staff members, to other parents. Our officers responded very quickly. When we arrived on scene, we encountered the woman who was still a threat to herself. She was a threat to other people. She was not compliant. We were able to take custody of her. We deployed a beanbag shotgun, which is a tool that we use when we're dealing with people who are often armed, non-compliant, violent, and we can't get close enough to them to put hands on them. We deployed some beanbag rounds. And that helped us gain compliance. We were able to take her into custody. No serious injury to her. No injury to any members of the public, to any of the babies, to any of the staff members. So she was arrested for weapons offenses, assault, and for breaching some conditions. And we've got a lot of work to do with our investigation here. So we'll continue on with gathering evidence in this case.
Okay, it's good to hear there was no one seriously injured in this incident. As I'm sure you're aware, Steve, there have been some people saying that police overreacted here, especially using a beanbag gun against this woman. Like, when police arrived, did she still have the knife?
She was still actively, she was still a threat to herself. She was a threat to others. It was reported to us as being a knife. When we arrived on scene, she had a different weapon in her possession. We haven't disclosed what that weapon is for evidentiary purposes and just for the integrity of the investigation. But she was absolutely a threat to herself. She was a threat to other people, vulnerable people, some of the most vulnerable people in our society. So we're extremely proud of the work that our officers did to act decisively. We've seen in other places, like look at most recently, like the place like Uvalde, Texas, where you have an active deadly threat. In that case, 21 people died. The officers were on scene within 3 minutes, but they waited more than an hour to make entry. During that time, was people were calling 911 asking for help, they did not act. And as a result of that, people died. We weren't going to let that happen here when we had a situation where people were in active danger. We acted decisively. Our officers acted entirely appropriately and managed to resolve a very, very volatile situation and do so safely.
Let me play a clip here for you that's running on our newscast this morning. Angela Marie McDougall from the Battered Women's Support Services, who feels police overreacted in this case. Here's what she told us, and then I'll get your thoughts.
Postpartum is a very delicate moment. It's called the fourth trimester, and it requires an extra level of kind of support and care for women. And this is a really critical transition between mother and child. How on earth could we ever think that the police coming with a bean bag gun could be an option here?
Okay, she says that the woman in question here was a new mother herself, and she was distraught that her baby was taken away by child care workers, and that's why she was acting this way. That's what she says.
Yeah, and we're going to withhold some information with respect to the specific circumstances because there's a very real possibility that charges will be laid and this woman will be identified by name. So in order to protect her privacy and any sensitive issues with MCFD, I'm just going to hold back on a little bit of information there. But what I can tell you is that we had a situation where people inside the hospital, social workers and staff, were running scared. They were calling 911. People were screaming in the background. There was a doctor being chased. There was a woman who, we were told, had a knife who was trying to get into a locked nursery with babies and staff members sheltering in place. I don't know what the alternative would have been if this wasn't it. Our officers acted in accordance with their training. They acted decisively. They resolved an extremely volatile situation and did so safely. Had they not arrived when they did, had they not had the tools that they had, namely the beanbag shotgun, which is an appropriate use of force, the only alternative may have been lethal force, and that would have been a tragedy. And we're so fortunate that this was resolved without serious injury to the suspect and without any injury to anybody else.
Steve Addison, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
You bet, Mike. Thanks.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.